Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Welcome in. I'm Shaw Gage. It is Sunday, August the 10th, 2025. How did we get here already? My goodness. 4 months till Christmas, 3 months till turkey. I can't wait for that, either one of those personally. For those of you that like to plan, thought I'd give you that little heads up. And usually that's not me, but I'm going to take my own advice this year and maybe try to plan a little bit better. Hope you're doing well this morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to have some fun this morning, just chatting a little bit about, you know, some encouraging things. How do we build each other up? You know, how do we encourage one another, be there for one another? We've talked a lot here recently about, you know, how do I take care of me and what are some things I can do? And it's important to take care of ourselves, but it's also important to take care of others. And going to share some insights, some things the Lord laid on my heart this week. And glad you're listening. Hope you're having a great day. Put a smile on your face, turn up the music, and hey, enjoy life, because you know what? Jesus loves you. Zechariah 7, 9, and 10 says this. This is what the Lord Almighty said. Administer true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the foreigner or the poor. Do not plot evil against each other. You know, I came across those verses this week as I was just doing my daily studies, and it just spoke to me, you know, in a pretty profound way. And just, you know, I just give you a little context here. The people of that time were told, you know, hey, what do we do? What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to keep doing what we've been doing for the last 70 years here? I mean, this is kind of getting, you know, is anything happening, you know? And Zechariah apparently, you know, had this vision from the Lord and said, this is what the Lord's telling you, you know? Do these things. And it's interesting because we talked about some of these things last week about justice, about mercy, which again is leniency or compassion, and also obviously compassion there. And you know, I just thought it apropos, how many thousands of years ago was this happening, and this advice coming from Zechariah, or this revelation coming from Zechariah, I should say. You know, it's one of those things. This is very, could be used today. You know, if we look around at our world and what's going on and how crazy it is, and just, man, there's so much angst and there's so much bad news out there. And that's why I just appreciate, again, the opportunity to be on this show each and every week to come in and hopefully be a little bit different than that and be an encouragement and talk about how do we not go there? How do we be difference makers? How do we be that salt and that light? And I think it's just through reading God's word and applying it to your heart and trying to live it out. And so I'm just sharing, again, not preaching at anybody. I'm just sharing what the Lord's laid on my heart this week. And, you know, hey, show true justice, show mercy and compassion. If I can do that to people in my life, I'm going to be fun to be around. I'm going to be a difference maker. I'm going to make a difference in this world. And I think if we all just dig a little deeper and do some of that and quit worrying so much about being right or wrong or being heard or your feelings or whatever it may be, I'm not saying feelings aren't important, but at the end of the day, it's about being there for one another. And I wish I had figured that out a whole lot earlier in life, but fortunately I did later on. And I'm still working on it. I'm still a work in process, I should say. And a project nonetheless. But I think if we all did that and showed a little more compassion to the people in our lives, hey, friends and foes, it's not just the people you like, you know, it's the people that you disagree with, maybe on the other side of the aisle politically or socially or however it may be. But God's words here telling us this morning, hey, just be kind to one another. It's basically what it's saying. It's amazing how it always just seems to keep coming back to that. If we all just show a little compassion, show a little mercy, show true justice, you know, be fair, be honest. I mean, is that too much to ask? You know what? People complain about what's going on in this world, but we talk about this all the time on the show. But hey, there's nothing I can do about anything in life. All I control is how I respond to what happens in life. And you know what? If we all do a little bit better job of taking care of our responses and focus more on encouraging one another and helping one another as opposed to being right, you know, hey, I think we could be a different world. So, hey, so glad you're listening. We're going to come back, talk about it here in just a few more minutes. Glad you're listening. Put a smile on your face and remember, Jesus loves you. You know, it's funny how, you know, when you read stuff and it just always seems to apply, especially in the word, I believe, the Lord leads people to Scripture. I think when you pray about it, and man, it just never seems to amaze me how things fall into place. But we've been talking the last couple of weeks about mercy, which again, the definition, I'm a nerd when it comes to that. If I don't really know what a word means, I like to look it up. But it said lenient or compassionate treatment when it comes to mercy. So that's something I believe that the Lord is burning into my heart and into my life, is to be, you know, show more mercy and compassion. I don't think I'm totally horrible in that department, but when the Lord starts working on you in something, it's good to say, hey, step back, and maybe I do need to do that. So talking to one of my good friends late last week, and just going through life, you know, just has some issues going on, nothing, you know, that can't be fixed or nothing that's necessarily wrong, but just doing life together. And we spent about an hour on the phone and just catching up about, you know, life and what's happening. And man, you know, it was just cool to be able to encourage and pour into a friend and just, you know, let him know, hey, above all, Jesus loves you, and just pray. Just spend some time in prayer, and man, go to church too. It may be good just to be surrounded by fellow believers and just lift your spirits up, and I think that's going to be a good opportunity coming up. But nonetheless, as we were wrapping up the conversation, my friend said, man, I really appreciate it. He said, this was such a, I just needed this conversation, and I just told him, I said, man, that's what it's all about. It's about being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, and just letting everybody know that this life thing called life is pretty tough, and we're all in this thing together. And I told him, I said, man, I'm probably going to need the encouragement back from you within the next, you know, 2 to 3 months, if we're being honest. And you know, I think at the end of the day, if we're all honest and we're all sincere and truthful before each other, we all do need that encouragement. We all do need those prayers, because everybody's struggling. Everybody's going through something. You know, you're either going into a valley, you're in the valley, or you're coming out of the valley. And so, depending on your perspective and where you are in life, hey, if you're struggling, hang in there. It's going to be okay. Trust me. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other and moving forward, and you're going to walk out of it. And if you're in the valley, hang in there. Like I said, if you're coming out of that valley, just be very appreciative, be very humble, and try to help somebody and pull somebody out of that valley that's behind you, that may be coming out there with you. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're all in this thing together. So be an encouragement. I was glad, happy that I was able to be an encouragement to one of my very best friends. And so thankful that he's been that to me through life, and I know will be again when I need it. So if you're listening, you can hear me. If you're going through something, yeah, reach out to a friend, reach out to somebody. There's an encouragement out there waiting for you. Show up at a church, go visit somewhere if you don't have a home church or whatever it may be. And look, if life's pretty good, go reach out to somebody, go bless somebody, and be a friend, because there's a lot of people out here that need it. So glad you're listening. We're going to be back here in just a few. Zechariah 7:10 again talks about oppression. It says, do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the foreigner or the poor. Do not plot evil against each other. You know, I thought about that word oppress. It means to crush or burden by abuse of power or authority. We all know situations where people have been oppressed. We all know people that have been oppressed. People may have been the oppressor. We've read about it in history. We've seen it with our own eyes, maybe in life. No matter how small or large the scale is, oppression is a part of life. And this scripture this morning speaks just specifically to that, where it says, do not oppress the widow. You know, I mean, goodness gracious, or the fatherless, you know, or the foreigner or the poor. And, you know, life's tough enough. I mean, we're going through enough already. Those folks are going through enough already. And, you know, when you think about it, that's pretty much everybody that's walked on the planet. I mean, you know, can't say we've all been widows, but there's widows out there. Can't say we've all been fatherless, but there are fatherless out there. I've been a foreigner in a different place, in a different country, a different state, a different whatever it may be. And I've been poor, you know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with any of those. Those are just circumstances of life. And those don't define you. Those don't make you who you are. How you react to those things in life that happen is who you are, and I believe that shows your character. But nonetheless, the oppression part, we're not supposed to oppress those folks that are going through there. You know, goodness gracious, life is hard enough. You're already going through a heavy enough burden. Why pour on to those people, and why abusing a power or an authority over people that are going through a tough situation? God's word saying right here, don't do it. And again, no matter how small or large on that scale, oppression is oppression. And so that word crush, when I read that definition of oppress, it said to crush or burden. And I went, man, to crush. There's nothing worse than being crushed, you know, in football or wrestling with your kids or your buddies or whatever. There's just nothing worse than being crushed, you know. And it's just it's almost a feeling of entrapment, and you just can't get out. And it's just nothing worse. So when you apply that to what the scripture says, why should we make people feel like that? Goes hand in hand with what we've been talking about recently, about not doing that, about being an encouragement to people, about building each other up, about being kingdom builders in this world. You know, and I think when we have that attitude, when we shine that light, people respond. People want to replicate that. People want to be around that. It's contagious. And so in this world where it's hard enough already, and all the news is dark news and heavy news and bad news, man, be a light, be a difference maker, and don't be an oppressor, right? It's telling us right there. And you know what? That's both sides of the coin. That's the people that are, if you're going through something, you're being oppressed, do everything you can to get out of that situation. And if you're an oppressor, don't be that way. Stop whatever it is that you're doing. Think about, take inventory of your life and think, am I abusing people with my power or my position? Is there something going on? You know, it's good for us all to do an internal check every now and then, just to stay humble and just to make sure that we're staying in tune with the Holy Spirit and allowing that to flow through us. And I just think, you know, hey, whether you're being oppressed or if you know somebody that's being oppressed or is an oppressor, have that difficult conversation. But, you know, just get out of that situation and be a blessing in the lives of others. And that's what we're called to do. Thank you for listening this morning. Enjoy some music. We'll be back here in just a few. Bottom line, when you get right down to it, everybody just needs to get along. Why is it so hard to get along? You know, I think I found the secret out to it years ago, and I'm still not very good at it, but it's putting your own personal pride aside. I think we all are so focused now on feelings and being right and being heard versus being listened to. You know, have you ever thought about, when you're around a group of people and you're having, quote, conversation, unquote, are you listening to hear or are you listening to respond? You know, I'm guilty of the listening to respond part, right? Well, I just want to make sure my argument's better than that person's because I'll look better than that. You know, I mean, I don't think I'm thinking that at the time, but in retrospect, that's usually what's going on. It's a pride issue. And we just got to put that aside and go, it's the common good is better than me. And so I need to put myself to the side and say, Shaw is not important. Shaw is not anything other than just another person walking this planet. And if I can have that attitude and be that humble spirit and not talk about and do the oppression and show mercy to people and compassion to people like we were talking about in the earlier segment, you know, I mean, I think that's, if we all did a little bit better job of that, again, we would make this world a brighter place. Feelings. I came across this the other day. I'm not saying feelings aren't important, but my generation was raised that, you know, feelings are not, you know, as important as they are today. And say what you want, whatever side of the coin you're on, but, you know, I think feelings control emotions, and that a lot of times clouds our judgment and gets in our way. But I read this the other day and said this: the devil wants you in your feelings, because if he can keep you in your feelings, he can keep you out of your purpose. He'll stir up offense, he'll magnify fear, he'll push insecurity, because emotions can cloud visions, and cloudy vision delays obedience. But you weren't called to be led by feelings, you were called to be led by the Spirit. I love that thought. You know, we all want to be heard, we don't want our feelings hurt. Nobody likes their feelings being hurt. But it's okay. It's not the end of the world. And, you know, we've got to do a better job of controlling our emotions, controlling our feelings. That shows the maturity of a person. You know, if you're, you know, 40, 50 years old and you still have issues controlling your emotions in a bad way, that could be a bad thing to have to deal with, you know. So pray about that. If you struggle with that, just be encouraged. Know that, you know, it's not all about my feelings. Maybe it's about being there for other people and encouraging others and taking the focus off of myself and not worrying so much about what Shaw wants, but focusing on other people and what they want. Heard a while back, I read this, it's good to just be a remembrance and a recalibration, but it said this: if you struggle to hang around people and you just have a short wit around them and just you don't want to be around them, they're just unpleasant to be, treat people like this, you know that it's the, they don't know, but you know that it's the last day that they'll walk the planet Earth, and they've got 24 hours. How would you treat that individual if that was the case? Would it be any different? I'd like to say, no, I treat everybody great all the time, but no, I'm pretty rotten sometimes. And I think all of us, when we admit it, we are probably towards certain people in life and at certain times. So be an encouragement. Treat people like, hey, it is their last day. And just give them all the grace and all the love and all the mercy that you can extend. So glad you're listening. Thanks for being a part of the show this morning. Kick back, listen to some music, grab a cup of coffee. We'll be back on the other side. The theme lately seems to be, you know, how do we build each other up? How do we be there for one another? How do we show mercy and compassion towards one another? That is just a deep question in life, and one to continually ask yourself, am I extending mercy, justice, and compassion to others in life? Do a self-evaluation on a regular basis and make sure that you're doing that. I'm going to do the same. I'm not asking you to do anything I wouldn't be doing myself. And also, am I in situations where I'm being oppressed, or am I oppressing other people? No matter how big or small, again, on that scale, is there oppression going on? And Zechariah 7, 9, and 10 is telling us about that this morning. And we want to be difference makers. We want to build each other up. We want to be salt and light in this dark world. We could apply those characteristics and those practices to our lives. I think this would be a much happier world and a much better world. You know, again, we're all in this thing together, and it's hard enough. You turn on the TV, you turn on your computer or your phone anymore, and you read the news, and 99 out of 100 articles are usually probably got some bad news in them. And, you know, it's just, it's time to stand back and go, hey, let's talk about the good things in life. Let's talk about, you know, the positives. Let's celebrate our commonalities, not our differences. I think if we could spend a little more time focusing on what brings us together as opposed to why we're different and why we should be separated, we can begin to heal this land in the social scene, in the political scene. You know what? And some of that stuff's probably never going to get healed, because it just is what it is. But if we can do our part, if we can have a conversation one at a time with people in our communities, people in our neighborhoods, people on our street, and we can just encourage one another, one person at a time. It sounds overwhelming, but if you do it and I do it and everybody does it, and it just starts multiplying. Again, it's contagious, and people want to be a part of that. Yeah, I was going to share something. My brother and I, man, we're typical brothers, 2.5 years apart in age, and man, whole lives growing up, we fought like brothers fight. And we had some good knockdown dragouts, and man, we could go at it like the best of brothers could. And, you know, about 20 years ago was probably the last time we got into it. And we realized, you know, we said, hey, we're too old for this stuff. Somebody's going to get hurt. And at the end of the day, it is a pride issue for both of us. And we're going to put that aside. And our slogan became, hey, I'd rather win a brother than an argument. Because, you know, you get into it, and you may not talk to my own brother for, you know, a day or two or a week or a month, whatever it may be, but you always come back together because you're blood. And you know, we just decided that. Now, don't say we don't have our disagreements over sports or politics or whatever it may be, but everybody does. But we just agreed at the end of the day, if it starts heading in that direction, hey man, I love you, I'd rather win you than that argument, and it's just not worth it to me anymore. And I think, again, not that we're perfect, but if you have a relationship like that, apply that. See what happens. And just go, hey, you know, I'm not so worried about being right. I'd rather just be around the person. And I'm not going to get into those arguments. Let's just focus on what brings us together. And let's be positive in this relationship and in this conversation. And, you know, again, that healing starts, and you begin to change the world one conversation at a time. Wow, thank you again for another show. I can't believe we're already at the end of another three-hour block. This is just amazing. It gets better and better for me each and every week. I hope you're enjoying it, and I hope you're getting something out of it. I hope you're being encouraged, and I hope you know that walking away from the show each and every week, I want you to know that at the end of the day, the most important thing is you're loved, you are worthy, Jesus Christ loves you, and he wants a relationship with you. All you've got to do is say yes. Lord, send me. Where do you want me to go, and what do you want me to do? And I'm telling you, wherever you are in life, he'll pick you up, he'll dust you off, and he'll help you get back in that game. And at the end of the day, that's what we're supposed to do as Christians, and we're supposed to encourage one another, and we're supposed to help the people that are a little less off than we are financially or family-wise or whatever it may be. And we've been talking, I never thought I'd be talking on a radio show about Zechariah chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. But go check it out and talk and let it read. Let God reveal to you what it says about justice and mercy and compassion and oppressing those that are less fortunate. You know, we shouldn't do it, and we're not going to do it, and I'm going to do everything I can to not practice those things and just to be on a continual mission to do a personal gut check, an inventory, and be honest with yourself. Are you in those situations, and where can you get better? And if you don't know, ask the Lord, and He'll reveal it to you, because, you know, at the end of the day, none of us are perfect. If we're all honest, we're all going through something. And we can all use a little bit of encouragement. So be an encouragement to others. Go shake a hand, give a hug, bless somebody, cut a yard, you know, wash a car, bake a pan of brownies, whatever it may be. Just extend some goodness to somebody out there this week. You know, there's enough darkness in this world. Let's just do it one at a time. Hey, listen, next week we're going to have a special guest in studio working out all the details, but we're going to hear from some guys that are in a ministry that is in the hunting and fishing and that whole world. So just super excited to hear about that from Mr. Brian West and his friend, and we'll see you guys next week. Thanks again for listening. Appreciate you being a part of the show, and I hope you have a blessed week. And remember, Jesus loves you.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.